there aren't as many council stories as sound as this one. Members of Tiny Township Council looked into a proposed new procedure bylaw at the recent regular meeting, which was well attended by residents in the audience but hampered by a subpar audio system that didn't quite reach the ears of those in the back of the chambers. The procedure bylaw review was addressed at a meeting in early January through a report that explained the inefficiency of having a council meeting start at a set time while residents arrive, only to have occasions where a closed session or other circumstances would require those attendees to vacate the building, regardless of inclement weather or conditions, until the closed session concluded and they could return. Furthermore, segmenting council deputations from committee of the whole deputations could mean that residents waiting to have their words heard by council could be waiting much longer than they'd anticipated. Council had previously directed staff to prepare a new procedure bylaw to make the process better for residents, and that discussion was brought to the recent council meeting. Before that matter could be formally addressed, a deputation by Tiny resident Nicholas Leblevich brought his concerns and offered solutions to the table. Leblevich pointed to what he felt was the most major negative change, being a proposed removal of the Committee of the Whole deputations, which did not note a corresponding increase to the council side, reducing resident time by 40 minutes or 50%. "This is clearly the wrong message at the wrong time. In fact, I would call it tone-deaf," stated Leblevich. "At a time when this council is receiving criticisms for failing to seek or listen from the community in connection with the budget, the new township hall, or the library's issue, the final nail in this coffin would be eliminating half of the time available to the community to delegate council, especially for the dubious reasons in the clerk's report." His suggestions to compromise shifting the meetings out of committee of the whole solely into council meetings, and altering the times available for scheduled and open deputations to provide residents an equally large time frame to speak on any items. When Leblevich concluded, council carried on until Count Stefan Walma raised revisiting the proposed procedural bylaw. Walma, who noted that he and Leblevich rarely agreed on things, were aligned in this instance. "I actually do think that we could take a look at the recommendation Mr. Leblevich gave. Something that I was considering as well," said Walma. "As far as public input goes, very rarely do we max out either the committee of the whole or the council open deputation slots, only when something contentious is up." Walma proposed a similar amendment to Leblevich's suggestion, but when asking for further clarity on what council was dealing with at that moment, was informed by Clerk Sue Walton that staff was simply asking for direction. "There is a further report coming to council on February 21 that would outline the proposed changes for discussion," stated Walton, adding she could include considerations from council and deputation if council dictated. As the discussion continued, members of the audience interrupted as they requested soft-speaking council and staff speak louder into their microphones for oral clarity, which council did with an apologetic laugh. Walma took the opportunity to summarize what transpired in a measured voice throughout the chambers, noting a return to the topic at the next meeting. Audience members applauded, with those in the back yelling, "We heard you, very clear." The proposed new procedure bylaw report and committee of the whole minutes can be viewed on the agenda page on the Township of Tiny website. Archives of council meetings are available to view on the township's YouTube channel.